Can't love any one thing so much that you can't go without it. Otherwise, you are a victim of it. You a slave of it. You need
it. That's if you believe that shit.
My dad ain't teach me much, but that's one thing he told me. To this day, like once every, what's it, like every 3 to 4 months, I try to go a couple of days, if not a week, without smoking. Because I need to know that I smoke weed because I like weed, not because like I got some kind of crazy addiction, or that if I absolutely had to, I couldn't stop doing it. So I have to remind myself every now and again that I can. Sometimes it'd be hard. I'll be telling myself, oh, I'm not going to smoke for like a week. I ain't going to smoke for a week, and I barely make it a day. And I force myself to go that one day because I'm like, bitch, you got to be able to go at least one day without smoking. Like, that's crazy. It's nothing should have you that, like, on it. Like, but that's just me. You see, guys, this is what he does. He watches football. I don't watch that. I can give a fuck.
It's Pat Mahomes right now, man.
I don't know who that is. I don't know who that is. I don't
Pat, my homeboy.
I don't know. I outgrew sports. I just play 2K.
Yeah, I'm not really a fan of 2K. Well, I play 2K. It's, you know, I'm not a fan of 2K as much as I'm a fan of Madden.
I used to play Madden, but I don't watch football anymore, so Madden got a little bit hard. I don't watch basketball like that anymore, but basketball always been my favorite sport. So I'm always be nice at basketball. I don't care what the teams are. But for Madden, I don't be knowing who the teams are, who these players are. I don't be knowing shit. Yeah. I've never understood.
I follow most sports. So.
Yeah, sports. I mean, I used to like sports. I used to be a big sports person, but I don't know. I'm more consumed with pop culture and music. And why does my camera look like this?
Like what?
Excuse me, you guys.
Look like what?
Alright, we're cool. Alright. I was like, what was I telling you? Sports, I used to play basketball. I always used to like basketball. I used to love the Knicks. I used to love Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah,
like,
it was hard to be a Knicks fan.
Yeah, it was hard to be a Knicks fan, but I used to love them, and I used to love LeBron, D-Wade. Like, there's a lot of players all the players that I like, they don't really play no more. I like Kyrie Irving. Like, certain players I like, I'm more so like players, not teams.
Kyrie, nice, but that nigga, like, he, I don't know.
Something wrong with him. Yeah, something wrong with him.
He's definitely doing weird shit.
I seen a funny-ass meme about him, and that shit cracked me up. It was basically saying that he ain't want to be a servant for LeBron, but now he out here playing cousin Uncle Jeffrey for Kyrie and what's his name?
Well, actually, and I Harden. Don't know. I got a feeling Kyrie ain't going to be in Brooklyn for too long. Because after watching that game, man, contract. I don't know. Man, have you seen James Harden play last night for the Nets?
I didn't see it, but I see what he do. Drop 42, though,
man,
right?
That nigga went bananas.
I think KD had 42.
That nigga
he
was playing defense. This nigga was like, this wasn't James Harden. This nigga was legit playing defense. Like the nigga was balling yesterday. That shit was crazy. It was actually a good game.
Yeah, I haven't watched a basketball game outside of 2K in mad long. It just doesn't do it for me. But this is the Nothing Podcast, episode 66, and I'll probably name this episode later. I didn't come up with a name this week. It's been a slow news week. It hasn't been anything really going on. I thought today would be a good day to react to some shit. When I say to react to some shit, I feel like getting on Twitter. I feel like scrolling. I feel like talking about the state of things. I feel like just getting some shit off of my chest, off my heart, and off my mind. And then moving on with it. Maybe it'll be a better news week next week.
Don't make me a part of you talking shit about nobody.
I don't. Listen.
You usually do.
No. What did I say?
I'm talking about when you talk shit about.
But what did I say, though? I said
whatever,
I'm not saying. Anymore.
But whenever you be feeling something about somebody and you talk shit, you kind of attach me to it without
attaching me to it. Well, I'm here to tell you, now I'm good about to light this one. I'm here to tell you formally, when it go to me going on rants and calling people out, I'm going to do that via live video. I'm going to separate my personal discontentments with people from my brand, because I feel like I work way too hard to promote, advertise, and pull niggas' coat to what I'm doing here to give someone that I don't like light here. However, my Facebook page is not really monetized. I don't really like beg people to look at my Facebook page. So if I got something to say, I'll probably say it while I'm making a beat on a live or something like that. I'm not going to be giving niggas that I don't like light on my platform anymore. That's my shit. If I don't think it's positive energy or doesn't resonate with me, I'm not going to like give it too much. Not in 2021. I need to be figuring out ways to monetize my podcast, sell these clothes, and get this print-on-demand business really rolling the way I want. Like, I want to be the go-to person for your print-on-demand needs. Your son having a birthday party, they want custom-made t-shirts, I can make those for you. Shit like that. I'm trying to really build nothing merch up besides...
What's the turnaround as far as how fast you could get the shirts?
Within a week. My shit is litty. Within a week. It depends on how many, and it depends on what kind, though. And it depends on which one of the vendors. But you ain't going to be waiting no 6 months, no 3 months, no shit like that. The longest you'll probably have to wait is maybe 2-3 weeks. It depends on, like, if you're getting embroidery or something that takes stitching, it might take a little bit more time to fulfill rather than straight press print. And we got hella items. I got pillows. I got bean bags. I got mugs, stickers. I got so much shit that I could put your logo on.
Did you buy that shit?
Yeah. You could buy it in bulk from me with nothing on it, and then you could go do whatever you want with it. We could put your label on it. I be trying to tell people, getting beats from me is like a one-stop shop, because you get your beat, you get the merch, and then I know people help you shoot your video. It's like a come one, come all. We doing it over here. I'm trying to stay too busy to be worried about things that don't benefit me or bring me no happiness in my life. I just realized I'm 35 years old and I don't think I've done enough with my life. And I don't like that.
The only thing I regret is not traveling. All the opportunities same. I had to travel.
Same. Well, I haven't had as
many opportunities.
You know
what's so crazy? I was about to go to fucking Spain until that COVID shit. I was about to, and the wild shit is...
Now you're going to have to get vaccinated if you ever want to leave
go
America.
Go anywhere.
Shit, if you probably want to go to Jersey or some shit.
Yeah, see, that's the wild shit. Like, that's what I was trying to explain to people. Like, I don't want to go nowhere now. Like, because them niggas going to try to hit you with that motherfucking shot.
Nah, it just motivates
me. I'm so
me.
Not with that bullshit.
It motivates me more to so get us to a bag. Because we get it to a bag, and then we got a PJ, and then we don't got to deal with some of those things.
Nah, that's not true.
I thought when you got a PJ, you just get on your PJ and you go.
Nah.
I mean, you probably clearance. Still need a passport and
need
all that.
Clearance. You got to, like, airport to airport. You got to call in. Like, you got to make preparations.
Yeah,
like,
but
you could just
sure.
get in and go, but... As you doing that, you gotta be calling where you going and shit. You gotta be like the motherfuckers that watch radar and shit. Gotta be able to, you know.
I'm pretty sure having a PJ. I'm pretty sure having a PJ make life a lot more easier when it comes to traveling than just, you know, trying to fly commercial. I remember back in the day, Diddy went on a thing where he was flying commercial for like I think it was a couple of months. This is when George Bush was president.
Oh my god.
He's watching football, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God.
When George Bush was president, Diddy was flying commercial for a little bit because gas was high for his private jet. I remember that shit. They had pictures of him. He was flying Delta and shit.
DJ exclusive.
That's crazy.
I mean, shit. Sometimes I be feeling like celebrities be capping. Like, nigga, you got all the money you could ever need. But then again, I be like, well, this is kind of why they got money. They be understanding what not to do. Like, I be watching them stupid ass people versus food videos on YouTube.
The best thing to be is to have bread and be frugal at the same time.
Yeah, like the people versus food video, they challenged was they was getting all these breakfasts and they had to guess who celebrity eat the breakfast. right? So the breakfast was a can of Coke and two sausage patties. And that breakfast was Warren Buffett's. And he and whether or not he gets bread and cheese and egg depends on what the stock market's doing. But on average, he just gets a can of Coke and two sausage patties from McDonald's for his breakfast every day. And I'm like, Warren fucking Buffett. And I'm like, that's crazy. And that's because that's cheap, inexpensive. Meanwhile, it's probably a lot cheaper for people to cook for you in your mansion or wherever the fuck you live at. But this is what he eats every day. Shit like that be blowing my mind. Like, I would never eat that. Like, two sausage patties and a Coke for breakfast.
Yeah, that's deep. I don't Coke? Like a Coca-Cola?
Yes, a can of Coca-Cola. That's
fucking crazy.
And you're fucking Warren Buffett, probably one of the richest people in the fucking world. Like, you never know. You eat breakfast? You a breakfast eater?
It depends. Most of the time, like, I eat in the morning, but it's like, it don't necessarily gotta be breakfast type of food.
You know what I'm saying? What do you mean?
Like, I could eat a plate of fish and rice and beans in the morning.
Oh, me too. If I have it and I know it's there and I'm hungry, then I'm gonna fucking eat it.
Like, I was gonna eat this mac and cheese when I got home this morning I made yesterday. But then I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go to Chips. Get this motherfucking breakfast. Well deserved.
You ever have leftovers, right? Like, you might have went to a restaurant or somebody's crib, but you got company and you ain't got enough of them, or you don't want to share with them. So you be literally starving, like stomach is like growling because you don't want to go get your shit. Yeah, just so you can wait for them to leave so you can get your shit.
Nah, I know what you're talking about, but nah. Like,
I've definitely done that.
Nah, see, I don't know. I guess that's probably one of my, that might be one of my biggest flaws. Like, I don't know how to be selfish.
That's not selfish.
It is.
It's selfish if you go get it and not share.
It's selfish that you plotting on the way not to share.
Well, it's not that I'm plotting on the way not to share. It's
what
if
do
I,
you call it?
If I know
I have a half
a cheeseburger.
Okay, you still you plotting on the way not to share.
I'm thinking to myself, I don't have enough to share with you.
No, that's not true.
That is true.
No, if you got some period, it's enough to share.
No, it's not.
It always is.
Nah.
See, nah. We view shit mad different.
Nah, because, I see what you said.
Because like, I don't give a fuck. If I got a half a sandwich, right? Somebody stayed night in my crib. We wake up. I'm going to go get that half a sandwich. I'm going to break bread. Because I'm not the type to be like, you know what? I'm going to leave you here hanging. And I know you probably hungry too.
Like, see, I ain't got that. That's my thing. If I know that we both hungry and what I got is not enough, I'm either going to go find something that's enough for the both of us or order something, but I'm not going to go get...
Six niggas stranded on the boat. You got a bottle of water. Nobody got no water but you.
Okay, that's a different type of scenario.
It's all the same shit.
No, it's not.
It's always the same shit.
No, it's not. Because if all we have is this water, like if all we have...
All you have was that sandwich.
If all I have is that sandwich...
All you had was that half a sandwich. All you had was that half a sandwich.
I would share if that's all I have.
That was all you had. That's
what you're saying. I said, have you ever been in a crib?
Yeah,
like, if I'm in a crib, it's not all I got.
Okay, so why you ain't sharing something else then?
That's what I said. If I would go get something that was enough for the both of us, I'm not going to come back with something that I know that I
you
want.
You said you going to wait for them to leave.
Yeah, I would. for that.
So it sounds like you not offering up no grub, period. You just want to get the fuck out. All right,
so
here goes the
scenario. It depends on what it is. Like, if it's like, boom, if it's something that I really like, it's like some of my favorite shit, like chicken parmesan, whatever, and I know that it's only a little bit, but me and you been chilling all day, I know we both hungry, I'm going to go see what I could bring for the both of us. So I don't got to eat my shit in front of you, and I don't have to split my shit with you where I'm not full and you're not full. So let's go get something where we're both together.
And my shit is... This is what I'm about to eat this shit because I'm hungry and I'm about to eat this. You want a piece? That's just how I move. That's just how I get down.
Yeah, see,
that's
like,
how I give it up.
I would be like, or I'll be like, listen, this is my shit, but dope boy, I got mad shit in the kitchen. Like, you could go do whatever.
I'm that type of nigga, like, if the last bite is something mine, mm-hmm. I'll split that little bite. You know what I'm saying? I'm dead serious. Like,
I could only do something like that is if, one, I know this is all that we have. There's no other alternatives. I can't order nothing. I can't go get you nothing. Like, whatever. I'll more than likely give it to a nigga. I would rather somebody have some shit than me split some shit, and it ain't gonna really do either one of us no justice. I don't know. I guess that's the fat part of me. If I'm like, I would rather be hungry than to sit here and just have this little bit. That shit just gonna make me mad. Like, in high school, you'd be like, yo, let me get some. And they put, like, four in your hand. You throw that shit at them niggas. Like, the fuck, nigga? Like, really?
See, but I've never been like that. Because you gave me some. Regardless, you still gave me some. It don't matter how much gave me.
But it's a difference between a nigga being on some stingy shit and a nigga giving you some. Like, if I reach my hand in the bag and I go like that, and it happened to be four, I wasn't trying to give you some four or some stingy nigga shit. But some niggas be like, nigga, keep that, bruh. Keep that. You obviously don't feel like sharing right now. That's cool. You don't have to share right now.
But see,
I respect your no.
You don't feel like sharing, but you share.
I don't know. I feel like if you're going to be on some condescending bullshit, you might as well keep it. It's not the same, bro. It's not the same.
Oh, don't tell me that. That was just a wild-ass play, yo. I think this nigga just fumbled in the end zone. Which makes it a touchback.
Which means the other team get points?
The other team get the fucking ball.
But don't they get points too? I thought they get like 2 points or something.
Nah. Oh, no, I don't think so.
You sure? I swear touchback mean points. Nah, that's out of bounds. That looked out of bounds.
It is out of bounds.
This nigga, man.
Oh my God. That's fucking crazy.
So, Dougway, tell us something that you, he said, what's up? Tell us something that you want to, like, get off of your chest.
Something I want to get off of my chest?
Yes. Think about something that bothers you, and it could be about anything.
Oh, shit, what do I want to get off of my chest?
Like, for me, I like to get off my chest the fact that chicken quarters, they real big now.
You're not quarters?
Yeah, like, you know, the thigh and the leg together. When I was growing up, I don't remember them being this big. Them shits is diesel, and them shits look like kangaroos or something.
The steroids or something. Oh, yeah, it is. There's, what is it, GMO?
I don't know. That shit is not natural.
Whatever the fuck that shit is called, I think it's GMOs. There's mad GMOs in that shit.
Two quarter turkey should not be 10 pounds, bro. I mean, two quarter chickens, that shouldn't be 10 pounds. That's different.
I never seen that shit be that much. That heavy. Two fucking quarter legs.
Yo, it was like, I'm exaggerating when I'm saying 10 pounds, but that shit was like 7 pounds, like on some shit at Price Right.
That's ridiculous.
That shit was at Price Right. I was like, damn, like, I'm not buying two fucking
chicken leg quarters usually is like probably about like a pound and some change, if that.
Them shits, I don't know if them shits was turkey quarters and I'm looking at it wrong, but that shit was big as fuck. And I'm like, why that shit so fucking big? But it's been like that. A lot of food just look big now. Like,
I mean, they genetically modified, you know what I'm saying?
That shit is not okay. It makes me not want to eat that shit. Like, I don't want to eat things that don't look natural. Like, I understand that certain things, because we're in America and we eat things like eight triple cheeseburgers, so like the need for meat and shit is at a high.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel some type of way about that though. Like, instead of,
well, you, I told you, I stopped fucking with meat and chicken like that. I basically eat fish, vegetables. I wasn't eating rice and bread for a while and potatoes.
And tilapia is not a fish. I don't even know what that is, but that's not a thing. Like, I didn't hear about tilapia the first time until I was like 21. I don't like that either.
So tilapia has got a high amount of mercury, I heard.
Like, so, I don't know. Niggas are like glorifying foods that I haven't heard of until adulthood. Like, it's one thing to eat it.
I could actually say it's a lot of shit that's actually good for you that you don't learn about till later in life because it's actually been.
But if you name something, I've probably heard of it before though. just not enough to know that this is actually good for you. Like, there's a lot of things that, like, for example, we've been drinking, how long you've been getting lemon in your water when you go out to eat, but we never really knew that that was actually good for you to drink lemon water. Until, so it's like the same thing. I might have heard about it, but like, some of the shit that niggas be eating, I'm like, what the fuck is this? I've never fucking heard of tilapia. What is this? All of these fucking, you want to be vegan, but you have all of these meat variations of shit. I don't get it. If you like the taste of meat, but you don't want to eat meat because meat is bad, I guess. I don't know. I don't understand vegans, but I'll let you get whatever off your chest because I don't understand that shit.
I don't know. The whole vegan shit is like, I can't do it. Like, I can't do it. I try and I can't.
I mean, I get the whole liking plants and shit, but it's just the whole getting shit that tastes like meat and making fake meat and things like that that I don't get jiggy with. Like, I don't understand.
You know, I did all the Beyond Burgers and all that and shit like that.
Fake barbecue ribs and shit.
Some of that shit actually...
It'd be good, but
some of that shit be fire. Like, and I get the idea. Like, one time I had a burger. It was like a bean burger. Like
yeah, bean burgers are actually good.
It was pure beans and shit. And that shit was spicy, cheesy, and banging in the motherfucker.
Yeah, bean burgers are good.
Like, that shit got right. Like, it's a lot of shit like that.
I had a Beyond Beef burger before. A lot of that shit is okay, but I just don't get it. I don't understand why you would give something up just to duplicate it in another way. Like,
I don't know.
Like, people quit smoking cigarettes so they can start vaping.
Yeah, that's weird. I ain't no front. I remember back in the day, yo, like, I had started smoking the black so crazy that I fucking, like, I had stopped smoking weed for a little bit.
Because you were smoking them shits. You know, they say that black. Them shits is like 5 cigarettes in one.
What?
One Black & Mild is like 5 cigarettes.
You talking about shit. Black & Mild? I said the black.
Oh, nigga.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Don't point. That part, I used to get crazy. And it's so wild that, like, right? With that shit, what used to bother me, that's why I want to get off my chest right there. What used to bother me with that shit is like, we would burn that shit, niggas would be like zombies, and I ain't like a zombie. And I'd be mad, like, I'd be like, damn, I want to be that high. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas be gone.
Sometimes I'd be like, damn, I can't get like that. I mean, in your case, they probably really was that high. But sometimes I used to be feeling like niggas used to be capping. Niggas used to be coming to school, yo, my eyes low. Fucked up, yo. A little fucked up, yo. Like, nigga, just chill. Like, sometimes you could tell a nigga really blasted, but other times niggas used to just be...
exaggerating.
Yeah, like, nigga, you ain't high.
Some motherfuckers used to exaggerate their shit. Because, I mean, I don't know. I've never been that type of nigga. Like, if I was fucked up, I was fucked up. If I wasn't, I wasn't.
I remember I went to school fucking zooted off some skunk. Skunk used to be my favorite.
A lot of motherfuckers don't know how to be they soap. That's a problem.
I was fucking high as fuck in 7th grade in Spanish class, and I started fucking hallucinating. I started fucking seeing patches of weed and skunks just spraying it. Like, I don't know why. That was the probably the biggest trip I ever took.
You was hallucinating off a tree?
Yeah. But this was around the time I first started smoking, though. Like, it was like literally I could still count on one
tree.
Hand. Yeah, I can still count on one hand how many times I smoked, though. And this was, I think, the first time that I, like, smoked by myself. I was, like, always smoking with other niggas, like, 3-4 niggas and shit.
Yeah, I ain't never been that type of nigga to, like, I started smoking by myself.
My first L, I smoked it with Jordan Bradford and James McCoy. My first blood. And then I learned that niggas was smoking with me because I was the one that always had money. So when I figured that out, that's when then I was like, fuck, I don't know how to roll. Then I was like, fuck, them niggas always roll. Like, literally, niggas used to smoke with me because I had money. I figured that shit out quick. Remember back in the day, it's official? It's official? That mean you about to buy a tree, niggas just walk past you in the hallway. It's official, Mo? It's official? I'm like, yeah, all right. Next thing you know, three niggas following you off the school bus, like, to go smoke and shit. But it is what it is. It was good times. Niggas freestyling, hanging out, whatever. But once I realized, wait, why are these niggas never buying no bud? And why the fuck, when they buy bud, they smoking it without me? All right, I got something for these niggas. When I started copping my own shit, learning how to roll my own shit, my first couple L's was bullshit. But I was high as fuck.
I ain't never really, I don't know. A lot of niggas, I don't know. A lot of niggas just wanted to smoke with me.
All right, I've had that experience too. When you a chill ass nigga and you just cool, niggas just be wanting to absorb your energies.
I don't even know if it was because I was a cool nigga. I don't know what it was because of. I think niggas wanted to befriend me so I didn't, like, you know.
Hurt them?
Be against them, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can see that.
Because I know a lot of motherfuckers really don't like me.
I've actually done that before, but on some business shit, not on some smoking shit. Like, I've done business with someone that I particularly don't like much because I know the business end of it will benefit me greatly.
I know a lot of niggas that just used to chill with me just, I feel like, for safety reasons and shit.
I mean, but it depends on if you got a problem with that, though. Do you?
Now I do, when I think back on it.
Why?
Because I feel like I wasted time being around motherfuckers that wasn't really, like, looking out for me or had my best interests at heart.
And then if shit hit the fan, it would have been you out there by your own.
So. Exactly. Which, actually, that happened quite a few times.
Which is, like, see, for me, certain shit happened to me one time, and then I just be off it. Like, I think that I became a loner. Probably, I was probably done with people by the time I was, like, 19, 21. And that's when I moved to Rhode Island for the first time at 19. Me and my ex moved to Rhode Island. And I was just done with people. Like, I'd be quick to just be, like, fuck everybody on the outside and get all self-absorbed into myself. Probably moving to Rhode Island was the worst thing that could have ever happened to me musically, because that's when my music career was actually doing a lot better. But it was what I needed to do for me, get out of Stanford, new life.
Yeah. In retrospect, I probably should have got out of town a long time ago, but it is what it is.
I mean, what does it matter to get out if you just end up back there? That's one of the reasons why I always told myself I'm not gonna ever make a decision to get any more properties, move anymore until my finances is in a certain place. I'm not in a rush to struggle. That shit is for the birds. Struggling is hard. And I ain't built for it. I ain't built for it. That first night that I had to motherfucking eat peanut butter and jelly for dinner because I couldn't afford food, I was like, see, nah, I can't ever come back here. Like, like, I can't ever come back here. Like, that's some real shit. People don't think about that type of shit. When you really be broke, you really don't have it. So what happens
if we really do enter, like, the Hunger Games Society type shit? Like, what Jesus. The fuck are you going to do?
Suffer. Be one of the first million that dies.
That's crazy. So you're just going to be defeated.
I'm not going to, like, not going to try. Like, anything within my power that I can do to try to maintain a way of life that I would like, I'm going to do. I'm going to fight for my life that I like. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really know.
You know what's crazy? What you keep saying? Like, with the Hunger Games Society type shit, you keep saying what you going to do for you. That's not your mentality you're supposed to have.
What I'm supposed to think about?
You're supposed to think about because you ain't gonna be able to do it by yourself in a Hunger Games Society.
But I can't think about other people, bro.
What you mean you can't think about other people?
I didn't say about, I said for. Like, I can't say.
I ain't saying you think for other people.
When you say Hunger Games, I be feeling like you at the end of the world, like you could die right now.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like if me or anybody else is placed in a situation where they could die right now, I'm probably going to be the last person that they think about. They're going to try to keep themselves alive.
I think what it is you think about everybody that means the most to you and what you're going to do to make sure.
I mean, well, that's a given. Like, that's a given. Like, if
Well, that's
a given. But
that's not always a given. Because there's some motherfuckers that don't care. It's motherfuckers that would leave everybody.
Well, no. If shit was coming down, I'm going to send you a message on Facebook like, my nigga, you not here, but I heard. I'm going to go get my mom's. I'm going to go get my aunt. Yo. And I'm going to try to be about. I'm not going to just grab my dog and be like, fuck y'all.
The wildest shit is, it's like, I don't know. And I think I've always been like that. Like I feel like I've always been able to think of myself as like, I'd be able to sacrifice myself if I had to for my people.
Nah, see, that's not me.
Damn.
I'm not sacrificing myself for nobody because 90% of them motherfuckers wouldn't die for me, sacrifice themselves for me.
My people.
My people, I don't even really know about them motherfuckers. I'll sacrifice myself for my mother.
That's it.
And my grandmother and my aunt. And my cousin Tasha. But the rest of them, I don't know. It depends on the scenario and if I can fight my way through that. Because I can't depend on nobody else besides the ones that I named. Like, and I'm definitely on some new shit where I come first because I spent my whole 35 years putting other people first, and it has gotten me nowhere at all. Some of those same people that I've given my last plate of food to, they won't even buy a t-shirt from me right now. Fuck. I can't keep on being like, oh, you give selfishly. You don't expect for anything back. I can't keep on being a person that's like, you need this, so here. I got this, so let me love on you. Let me bless you. Let me be a blessing for you. But then keep on living your life, and you got to go find your own blessings.
Man, that's a way to look at it. That might not always be what's really happening.
I mean, for me, that's what's happening, but I've just learned how to be a little bit more open. This is why I've been talking about experiences and intentions. Now, instead of being closed off, I'm open to a person's ideas. I'm open to new energies where I wasn't before. But if that shit don't make me feel good or feel like right inside, I'm cutting that shit off quickly. I'm not like, what's the word? Bending over. I'm not questioning myself. Like, not to use him, but the Bubba situation, that should have been dead months before it was. I'm not doing stuff like that no more. When I try
to... What you mean? Well, it should have been dead out as far as what? Let me get one. As far as what?
All right, so if me and you come to an agreement and I say, okay, Doughboy, this is what I need from you. Can you do this? And you say, yes, I can do this. Now me and you have created what I call an expectation. I now expect you to do this. When you're now failing to do this, because you're my friend and I love you, this is the first emotion. Yo, you didn't do that. You good? Everything straight? Because for all I know, something happened. So before I get mad, let me just make sure. Nah, I'm good. It's just this bullshit. Just you giving me a whole bunch of excuses that don't equal up to why you didn't do what I expect from you to do. But you a grown-ass man, so I let that go.
Okay.
Continuation of you not doing the expectation. Yo, what happened? You not even doing nothing. Like, what's up? And now it's a whole bunch of, I don't know how, whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop that I've asked you over and over and over again. Do you need me to show you how? And you, no, I don't need you to show me how, but now you're not doing this because you don't know how. Okay, well, no problem. I'm going to teach you. When I try to teach you, you're sleeping in my bed. I've got photos. You're not paying attention. You want to know how to do things. I'm showing you, you're not paying attention. And then it's a continuation over and over and over again. Then it gets to the point when I'm trying to address you. You don't even say nothing. You don't even dignify me with response. That's the type of shit where I mean, where I know what I want and what I feel, and I'm not saying nothing.
As you telling me this, right? What it sounds like is, you know, I really don't want to do it. I know I really don't want to do it, but you keep pushing for me to do it. That's how it sounds.
Because you want 50-50. You want to be a partner. Well, you want to be...
I think that was more or less, you know...
The only reason I don't be all on your dick, literally, the only reason, I tell people that all the time, Doughboy helps me bounce ideas and catch vibes and help me maneuver around the things that I want to do and help me figure out how I'm going to bring this idea to the next level. He didn't come to me and say, oh, let's do this, that, and the third. He don't got all these dreams of grandeur. He literally does me a favor every week.
This nigga.
Who's that?
This is my boy. This the nigga that said that shit.
Yo, he's... Yo, you want a nothing podcast? We recording right now.
Yo.
Make sure you tell him that you're recording.
Yo. What's good, boy?
What's good, man?
I'm recording the podcast right now, man. So you on the pod right now?
Oh, you are recording a podcast?
Yeah.
What up?
That's good, nigga. But yeah, I'm gonna hit you. You heard?
All right, baby. Yep.
That's mad cute.
What?
He said, "Hey, what up, people?"
Yeah, that's my.
He
nigga.
He sound like he got a dope personality.
That's my nigga. Like. That's Punkin. Like nigga, he used to be on UP. You know Chachi?
Yeah, but I said Chunchy brother.
Yeah. Well, he's not her big brother.
Her little brother. You want to know what's so funny? All right, so he used to go with my cousin Crystal.
Who?
Pumpkin.
Oh,
and Chippy used to go with my other cousin. Damn, she my cousin. I forgot her name. But yeah, he'll tell you himself. They used to be at my cousin Crystal's house all of the time, sneaking kisses and shit.
Oh, skinny Crystal?
Yes.
That's your cousin?
Yeah.
Oh.
Her mother is my mom's father's sister.
She had quite the name back in the day.
Listen, I was around for the earlier part.
You know what I'm saying? I just, based off of what was being said, I just was like, nah.
That's funny. You see how small the city we come from? This nigga came over here telling me, oh, I seen my nigga, blah, blah, blah. Complete story, don't got nothing to do with nothing. He happens to call, and then fast forward, that's my cousin's ex-boyfriend. This world this big. Like,
yeah,
that's why you got to really be careful what you be saying about people, around people. Like, dead ass. Like.
But see, my thing is, I think I've always been tactical. I think, like, and I don't even know why this thing is part of my nature, but if I know you be around somebody and I don't fuck with them niggas, but I know you be around them niggas, I'm going to make sure I say whatever the fuck.
See, I can't do that.
You know why I do that? Because at the end of the day, I know you're going to find out, right?
But, like, if I, like, all right, I can't be friends with someone that explicitly tells me they don't fuck with you. And every time I'm around them, they try to...
See, that's not realistic. That's not realistic.
For me, it is. Because it's like what I was saying before he called.
I understand what you're saying.
You do me a favor every week.
Understand what I'm telling you, right? It's niggas, right, that don't fuck with each other, but I'm cool with both of them niggas. And I'm cool with them niggas on a different plateau. Like, I'm cool with this nigga for this reason over here. I'm cool with this nigga for this reason
exactly,
over here.
But the reason that I'm cool with you trumps a lot of shit. That's
see,
like...
I understand what you're saying.
Like, that's like on some business,
that's
some
like,
family
that's
shit.
That's like me saying...
I couldn't sit around.
That's like me not liking a nigga, right? That want to buy merch. You can't... You're not going to sell the
but
nigga merch.
That's not the same thing.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
To me, it is.
I'm talking about I couldn't literally be... like friends with someone that was talking bad about you, that they don't like you, they don't wish no good about you.
If you couldn't be friends, you couldn't do business.
It's not. We're not doing business if they buy merch. They're a consumer. They're a customer.
That's business.
They're a customer.
It's still business.
I don't consider it business unless it's bulk.
It's still business.
How many niggas that you done sold a bag to, you have no clue who they are or whatever the fuck? You think everybody that...
Not many.
I've never been at Walmart.
Let me explain something to you. My thing is, I don't do the random shit. You feel me? I literally wouldn't, if you told me, like, right now, like, you was like, yo, let's say I had a pound, right? And you told me somebody want a half pig, right? What I gotta do? You doing that shit?
But that's
and you better not mention it's me.
That's you. That's how I move when I'm here. But when you're down south, the trap is a thing down there, and there's a trap house. People come. That's just what it is.
I would never. I've been in houses like that. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like it. I don't like it. I mean, I be like, yo, you know that nigga? Like, because I could just look and niggas be looking.
In my defense, I learned about the trap house when I was young. I was like in a ninth grade. Too. And I didn't even really know that I was in a trap house.
My cribs was subject to raids back in the day. You understand? Like, multiple. It ain't like it's just one. This is when I'm like 4 and 5 years old and shit.
I don't even want to know what the Esposito clan was doing.
It wasn't Espositos. It was Grace. it wasn't all of them.
Shit. Yo, you wild as fuck. Now, what's this nigga name? Nucci? What's his name?
Wyatt Finlucci.
They gave him murder. Murder was the case.
That shit wild.
Let's see.
Me and my seller used to argue about this shit too.
Argue about what?
Like how niggas are being in a position where they don't have to risk it all and they be risking it all.
Well, let's see what academics has to say about this.
Man, I'm tired. Yo, I hate this nigga. You hear me?
Ack?
I hate that nigga.
We need to locate
that nigga. Such a bitch the way he talk.
He's wanted in connection with the shooting death of 28-year-old James Adams on December 10th, 2020.
Well, he turned himself in.
The incident took place at 978 People's Street. Officers responded to a person shot call and located the victim, Mr. James Adams, in the middle of the street with a gunshot wound to the head.
Oh, shit.
A second victim later showed up at the fire station number 14 with a gunshot wound to the abdomen. Both of these stemmed from the same incident.
Wow.
Through an exhaustive investigation, the Atlanta Police Homicide Unit, in conjunction with the Fulton County District Attorney's Office and the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, have identified three individuals wanted in connection with this homicide.
Yo, I don't know if
Rayshawn Bennett, 29 years old. Rayvon Boyd, 23 years old. Leroy Pitts, 17 years old.
I think they really got
to
be
a special thanks to the Miami Police Department, the Miami-Dade Police Department, the U.S. Attorney's Office in Miami, and the FBI Field Office in Miami for the apprehension of Mr. Boyd and Mr. Pitts. Investigators continue searching for Mr. Bennett, and we were asking...
Check it out. Now, people, the other day I was on the gram, right? And, you know, in the midst of a lot of rappers dying, you know, we saw interesting takes from people like Meek Millie, and of course, we had like Jim Jones. This they claim that being a rapper is one of the most dangerous professions on planet Earth. Okay? Now, I would be obliged to agree with that, except I don't see every single day rappers like Lil Tecca getting shot, getting stabbed in shootouts, being robbed. It seems to be happening to only a particular type of rapper. Now, I actually came to another conclusion. It ain't that being a rapper is dangerous. It's that some of these niggas, they're into other shit, and they happen to be rappers. Let's be very honest, okay? Now, this is on the heels of news that rapper Wyatt Finlucci is wanted for murder, okay?
Why is he talking like that?
Because he a bitch-ass nigga, yo. Murder.
Now, police are announcing $5,000.
Hey, yo. I'm all for, you know, personality. Man, he was dragging it.
He's being a bitch, yo. That shit crazy, yo.
Yo.
Everything this nigga do, yo, I hate that shit. Like, I ain't even gonna bullshit you. Like, I don't like this nigga.
Yeah.
Like, the way he approach shit, the way he be talking. Like, oh, you ain't gonna do shit to me, nigga, because if you do something to me, I'm calling the cops.
All right, so...
Like, this nigga's a bitch. Like,
all right, so...
You want to talk shit And then,
while he's mad at Ack, I'm happy. I'm
a bitch.
I'm on some Ack shit right now because I've been personally.
Man, he's a whole bitch.
Calling Rory from the Joe Budden podcast out a minute. Been calling Rory out for some bullshit. And recently, Rory tried to be tough. If you paid attention, academics and Rory do not like each other.
Okay.
Rory caught himself stunting and went to academics' residence.
Yeah, I know.
And then academics decided to get on his Twitch and go stupid talking about Rory's side bitch and how he be buying her Birkins and how he got all of these receipts. Pretty much letting Rory know he can get the smoke and his fiance can't get all of the receipts if you keep on trying them. So instead of going on the podcast and addressing it or saying something, Rory says he got COVID. The next episode of the podcast, Rory's filming from his home talking about he got COVID. Now, the reason why this is some bullshit is because prior to this, Rory was on the show talking about how he done had COVID for the past 2 weeks, but he just keep on getting negative tests. Now, suddenly, you're positive of COVID when academics is asking for all of the smoke. Then you come back on your podcast talking about dirty macking and how niggas be telling bitches shit because they want your bitch and blah, 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 blah.
I mean, I think it's valid. And then, you know, see, I just don't... I have to do a bunch of sucker shit. Like, that's just the long and short of it for me.
I mean, they both long and short, and they both journalists and media listen, personalities. Neither one of them are tough guys.
I'm going to tell you like this.
Neither one of them.
Well, he pulled up on Ack, though.
Not to fight, to flex.
To flex what?
I'm here. I know where you live.
Okay. And what Ack do?
I just told you what he did.
Go live. And let the world know.
And then what did Rory do?
I don't know.
I just told you what
Played
he did.
Played the cup.
That shit was some bullshit.
Played the cup.
That shit is some bullshit. Academics, residence.
Yeah. But did
And then what was he supposed to
did
do?
Did he say something about it? Did Rory let the world know he went to his crib? Or did Ack let the world know? Who let the world know?
I heard it from Ack. I don't know if Rory spoke on it. I don't even know why Rory was there.
Didn't speak on it.
I don't even know why Rory would be there, to be honest.
I mean, you know, you saying they got an issue with each other. Maybe he pulled up on a nigga. Like, maybe he really pulled up on a nigga. But I think Ack pussy. I think Ack the type of nigga to watch niggas on the camera from the house. And talk shit through the intercom.
If me and you got beef, are you going to just pull over here just to do it? Or are you going to physically attack me? Are you gonna do something?
Maybe I might pull up and wait for you to come out. See if you come out.
And then I come outside, what?
And then let's get it shaken. That's me.
Cause I just don't understand the whole I'ma go to your residence, okay? You went
there. I just told you. I done went the nigga's crib to fight him.
Yeah, but if you didn't do nothing, then you just wasted your time.
Who said I ain't do nothing though?
But that's what I'm saying. This nigga Rory didn't do nothing.
He didn't do nothing because maybe the nigga didn't come outside. Because there's been times I went to a nigga crib to go get a shake and niggas didn't come outside. Do that mean I went over there for no reason? No, I went over there for a reason, but the nigga ain't allowed me the opportunity to do what I wanted to do.
I just feel like for me, this is why our podcast interested. Because me, I look at life like I am not about no street shit. I'm not trying to get a shaking with not a single soul. You like, listen, I'm real peaceful. I'm out here trying to raise my kids. But if you want it, you can get fucking punched in your motherfucking face. Like, it's whatever. So it's like for me, I'm like, nigga, if you come around me, I would call the cops. But instead, I might call a doughboy first. Like, I feel like I gotta, when it pertains to me, like, I gotta ask you, should I call the cops? Or are you gonna come beat this nigga up? Because I don't want you to be like, yo... Because the way I feel is
it always boils down to what it's about. Whether you just in your feelings or it's some real shit.
Because what I come to see, similar to academics, my catchphrase is it might not mean nothing to y'all but for a reason. I acknowledge you don't care, or you might not care. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you what happened. When it comes to shady shit that I say, I try to be real careful. Like, I say meek chill.
Like, I hear what you're saying.
Like, but so, what I'm but saying people is, get mad.
Like this, because you got to understand, at the end of the day, right, if you're willing to speak on some shit, right?
Okay.
And a motherfucker come at your head about it, and then you start talking about how you sue, and if anything happened to me, everybody knows you, so it's stupid to even say something. Like, you start talking like that, that's like...
But damn, I don't understand like, what like that you start means. Talking like what?
Talking.
Because I can understand...
It's taunting. He taunting niggas. Because what he's doing is, you got everything to lose. You ain't gonna do nothing to me, you bitch ass nigga. He popping shit.
He does say shit like that.
Yeah, I know. Like that. That's the problem. Because at the end of the day, I can't do nothing to you because you making it public, my nigga. You making shit public, so I can't do shit to
you. I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
You fucking sucker ass nigga. Nigga, do that shit in real life, nigga.
Basically, what you're saying is, if I was the type of nigga to be like, you can't fuck with me because you got everything to lose, but I'm not being specific. I'm not talking about anyone. But then when I actually have an issue with someone, I'm supposed to be like, don't say nothing unless I'm willing to get it shaken with that person, only because the things that I say might trigger that person. Now, if I know that I might trigger that person, and then when they respond, I'm calling the cops and I'm doing shit that's going to get that person jammed up, then that's pussy. But if
academics is pussy. What the fuck is you talking about, Mo?
Because that's like, exactly, I don't do shit like that.
Yeah, but see, you got to understand. You what I've noticed you do, right, is what he don't do. Because he actually becomes the aggressor even more. It's like, when you attack people and they attack back, you kind of turn victim. That's something that you... Like, you like... It's like you don't understand. Like you don't understand why they...
Because I don't be understanding why niggas be wanting to argue over opinions.
Because motherfuckers' opinions shape how they move through life.
And that's fine. But one thing that I always say, if we're going to sit here and go back and forth and have a debate, that needs to be about facts. I'm not about to sit here and try to change your mind. You're not going to change my mind. I don't give a fuck about your opinion.
See, that's the problem with facts, though. Facts is always subject to where you got your information from.
That is very true. And you know I respect that as a rebuttal. That's the most intelligent rebuttal that I've ever heard when a person wants to dispute why you can't bring a fact into a debate. However, what does it benefit me or you to sit here and go back and forth about each other's opinions and how we feel? See, this is when you agree to disagree. I'm like, all right, you got it. I'm not about to sit here and do my that shit with you.
No, because for me, the reason I go back and forth on some shit is because I go, like I said, I'm tactical. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So the more we go back and forth, the more you reveal to me.
Yeah, but I'm not trying to reveal shit.
I know. I get what you're saying. But see, I've noticed. I get to see what motherfuckers really about through opinions.
And sometimes people, and like I've been trying to say for weeks now, if you listen to this podcast, I've been on some experience shit because I'm starting to realize my opinions come from my experiences, and I ain't experienced shit. Like we just said earlier in this pod, I ain't traveled enough. I ain't been enough places.
That's my only regret.
I don't know enough things to really have these strong opinions about certain shit. So I am more willing. That's why I'm saying I'm reading up to 20 books this year. I just finished my first book, Who Moved My Cheese, which I'm passing on to him so he could read it.
What is it about?
It's about change, basically, and accepting change and how people adapt to change.
I think I'm very adaptable when it comes to changing shit. The only things I can't change is my mindset on fuck shit.
And that's what it talks about, a mindset change. That's what the book is really about, a mindset change. That's literally what it's about. Without giving away the book, I'll tell you this. They use the word cheese as a metaphor for what you want in life, mm-hmm. your goals, your ambitions. And when they say who moved my cheese, they have the your cheese in a maze. And one day you come across all of this wonderful cheese. Mm-hmm. And then one day it's gone. So there's four different people in this maze. There are two mice and two actual humans.
I think I heard about this.
Two actual humans. And now they have to figure out how they're going to get cheese because now where they're used to it, it's not there no more. Mm-hmm. And then the book goes on.
Some motherfuckers just sit there and die because they don't want to look for the cheese. Right? Something like that.
You got a character named Him who I couldn't stand. He kind of pessimistic. I'll just say that. Then you got Ha, who's the other person. They're more so more realistic to me, how I feel. Like eventually, like at first you kind of pessimistic. You like, yo, nah, where my cheese at? Nah, you got me fucked up. I'm gonna leave. I'm gonna come back. It's gonna be back here because there was just mad cheese yesterday. Like you wilding. But then eventually you get used to the fact. Nah, they're not wilding. I'm wilding for thinking the cheese is gonna come back.
I gotta look for the cheese.
Yeah, I gotta go look for the cheese. And then you go look for the cheese. And then the other two characters, they kind of like, there ain't no cheese? Okay, go find cheese. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, what that book got me about my mindset is like, yo, I'm not a dumb nigga, but I could be smarter if I allow more information in. But I'm not gonna sit here and take a whole bunch of niggas' opinions, though. Where you get that from?
Like, I ain't saying to you. I don't never say to you motherfuckers' opinions.
Because that's what this Facebook shit do. So when you say I'd be like a victim, and I'd be like, I don't understand, it's because what niggas be trying to do on Facebook, I could be like, yo, it's green outside. They'd be like, nah, it's red. So every comment after is them trying to convince me it's red. When I am not moving off the fact
think,
it's green.
I don't think it's just trying to convince you that it's red. I think it's to just get you to question your own shit.
Maybe for you it'd be like that.
No, that's what
but
I think.
But for other niggas, like if you really read niggas when they go back and forth with you, they only going back and forth because you disagree. When you agree with them, conversation be real short. When you disagree, then they want to know why you don't feel like that. Then you tell them why you don't feel like that. Then they be like, but I don't understand that. That's not valid. Like you want me to feel how you feel.
No, I want you to explain to me, convince me.
I don't want to convince nobody.
That's what motherfuckers want to be convinced.
But the way I look at it, I'm like, listen, I feel like this because I watched this. Here you go. With it as you will. Depending on what the debate is, that's usually how I give it up. Like, because I like facts. Okay, so you're telling me that a shot of Shakur, a whole story fake, where you get that from? This is where you got it from? Okay. And then I'm going to draw from it what I will. You might not draw from it what I will. I'm not about to push my agenda on nobody. I'm not no politician. And I'm not about to sit here and listen to yours.
You know what's crazy? Yeah. There's a bunch of shit that's scientific fact that nobody ever looks up.
Yeah, just like Clinton.
So how is it a fucking fact if nobody really checks it?
Just like motherfuckers don't check shit, same as how did Trump really lose if they really kept on counting the votes. If they would have stopped counting the votes, he would have won.
That's dumb as fuck.
No, I'm just saying.
That's dumb as
no,
fuck.
No, it's dumb. Just saying.
It's dumb.
Because no.
When you just said it, I had to look at you like, are you serious? All right,
so because the reason I said it like that is because don't they say if you're winning by a certain percentile, they stop counting, right?
That's if polls are closed.
Oh, well, then that just deflates my argument. My argument was, if you're winning by a certain margin, then yeah, you stop counting. And he's just winning by that margin.
That's if all the votes are in.
Okay, well, that's different. My bad.
And then you're winning by a certain margin.
My bad.
All the votes are already in. Well, the majority of the votes are already in.
My bad.
Okay?
My bad. I'm just saying. So how about this 1400?
What 1400?
Stimulus part 2.5.
We'll see.
Joe Biden talking about 10,000 in student loan gone, 1400 more for the stimulus. an extra $100 a week on unemployment. Just giving away all of this money, trillions of dollars.
Where it's coming from?
The Federal Reserve is up all night making money.
Oh, yeah. The world's top bankers.
And then I just read earlier that you're not going to be able to travel or, like, do mad shit without this vaccine.
Yeah, I've been reading that. I've been hearing that and watching these videos.
Biden said that he want to get 100 million vaccines out for his first 100 days in office. So that's 1 million vaccines a day. Shit getting spooky.
Woo. Motherfuckers gonna turn to zombies.
Shit getting spooky. And it's 2 shots.
Motherfuckers gonna get...
100 million is a lot of people.
That's a lot of people that's gonna die.
Or be fucked up irreversibly.
Yeah, that what they, what's that shit? It's not even funny, I don't want to laugh. But that shit that, like, numb up the side of your face and shit.
Oh, you talk about that cerebral palsy, your Bell's palsy.
That shit crazy, man.
Yeah, and you know the wild shit is, I was telling my mom, I was like, Mom, I seen some videos. She said, you believe everything you see on the internet? I said, Mom, you believe everything you see on the news? She said, no, I don't. I said, well, no, I don't. And I seen this video with this lady, her whole face was like she had a stroke or something. Like, and she said, I'm not making it up, she said she took the vaccine. Now, will there be people in this world that want to go viral so bad that will literally be born with some kind of deficiency? Like, they've been fucked up and then they make this video?
That would be exposed, though.
Exactly.
That would be exposed very fast.
I'm just saying that to say I don't
just like
say
the,
that that's
just
not
like
possible.
The nurse that took it live and then passed out.
And ain't nobody debunked these videos yet, right?
Nobody.
And that be the shit that I be talking
Facebook
about.
Facebook flagged my video.
Yo, I can't believe you.
Maybe that's what it
groups.
Is.
That's crazy.
Maybe that's one of the videos.
You posted
that
in the group?
Yeah, I damn sure did. I shared that shit in mad groups.
And yo, it's funny that you say that because this dude commenting on Clinton page. Clinton posted this crazy ass link tree that got the Epstein files. It got all of these Trump documents. It got all of these fucking documents in it that I haven't read yet, but it's some shit in there. And his homeboy posted it and got banned from groups too because he posted one of them documents in there. So I'm like, they really on some censorship and they trying to suppress you. Like, they literally trying to stop you from speaking. Like, this is some real shit. Like,
there's some real AI, biotech shit happening going on right now.
I posted weed, bro. That's why I got these last 7 days that I'm locked up right now. I posted weed, nigga.
It's a company. I forgot what company it is. I don't know what company it is. But they coming up with software that's basically in technology that's basically integrating you with a computer.
Yeah, you ever watch Westworld?
I haven't watched it, but I've seen, like, clips.
I feel like if you watch that, that might make you kind of mad, but you might like it.
Why would it make
me
mad?
Because at first it made me mad because I believe in conspiracy theories so much that I'm like, if I see something in a movie or TV, it's only there because that somehow exists somewhere, unless it's real, real far-fetched, like Peter Pan or some shit. But, like, if it's something that could actually be realistic, even though it don't exist in my world, like the Jetsons. Half that shit from the Jetsons exists now.
Like?
Dude. All right.
Like what?
So, all right. So, in the Jetsons, how they had the floor that was like the treadmill. I've seen that in People Crib on Cribs. That's like they just on a treadmill moving through their house.
Okay.
Like, people got, like, robotic maids and shit. They got cars that drive themselves.
Okay.
So I say that to say when I see...
There ain't no flying cars, though.
You never know what they out there doing in space. Yeah. Why they spend so much money. But that's another conversation. So it's like, I'm watching Westworld, and the whole idea of being able to program a computer chip and put it in a person and have this person living out like a character, that seems possible to me. It seems possible to
like
me.
Like real life Sims?
It really seems possible to me.
I think it does seem possible, but this shit was like talking about like the shit, like learning languages. Basically, like Matrix type shit, learning languages like this.
And I think that shit is possible. Like, you know how they always told you only use like 2% of your brain? That's yeah. that shit when you know how to tap into them other parts of your brain. And that shit comes, that's why I be trying to learn how to meditate, but I suck. I really do think I need Adderall, because my attention span is crazy.
Adderall.
Like,
and,
like, I need something that calmed me down. Like, people be like, yo, how you be on Facebook and do all of this? And
you know Adderall is like legalized coke, right?
Yeah, but it apparently what it does is make you relax.
But. Okay.
I need whatever they give you when you got ADD, because I think I have that shit.
That's Ritalin.
Yeah, but they're giving you Adderall now. I ain't heard somebody say they get Ritalin in mad years.
Okay. Well, Adderall is legalized coke. I know that much.
Well, I'm scared of that shit. All I know is I tried to sell coke once. I tried that shit. My whole tongue was numb. My whole mouth was numb. I didn't like it. It made me feel like the cops was looking at me, just having it around me. I didn't like cocaine. I like listening to music about it, but having cocaine around me... I like when bitches be on it, though. You ever fucked a girl on coke?
Yes, I have.
It's amazing.
It really is.
And I don't do coke. I wonder how it would have been if I did coke. If I did coke, that shit would probably... We would have been really up all night. Like, I'm kind of corny with drugs. I just smoke weed and drink my liquor.
I'm not really experimental any longer.
Because you're an old-ass man.
I guess. I guess I'm an old-ass man.
Bruh, you 37. Like, in about 5 years, you're going to be technically washed.
Technically washed? You must be out of your fucking mind. I ain't never going to be washed.
You ain't never going to be washed?
Never going to be washed.
I liked your confidence.
It ain't about confidence. It's about a state of mind. That's my mindset, is I'm never going to be washed.
So, we have to have a lyrical breakdown, of course. And I was thinking earlier this week, we used to like some shit that was low-key whack.
Like what?
Like, I said, DMX said, DMX, my dogs bite, Jigga, my nigga, rhyme all night. That's not really that hard.
It wasn't. It was more swag. It was more energy and swag, even if you throw that shit on right now,
exactly,
you would go ape
that,
shit.
That's why
during that part, especially.
That's why today we're gonna do the Money Cash Hoes for our lyrical breakdown. Because I was really saying, yo, when you bust down the lyrics, they're not really saying nothing. But I don't know if it was the era. I don't know what it was. But you can't tell none of us nothing about no Money Cash Hoes.
I think DMX was saying something. Who wasn't saying something?
I mean, maybe I'm not Ja saying Rope. He's not on that song.
Well, you know.
I'm not saying that he wasn't saying nothing. I'm just saying, like, I don't know. Money Cash Hoes was a big deal for me. Like, this was a big song growing up.
Yeah, it was. Extremely. And I think DMX... so added to that shit.
But listening to it.
Come on, man.
Yeah, this is edited bullshit. I don't know what this is.
This is edited fuck shit, man.
I don't know. It's YouTube. I'm sorry.
What the fuck's going on here, man?
I don't know.
What type of bullshit are they on?
I don't know. But that might be Jay-Z. You know how he is. Do I have title? No, but I have Spotify.
Yeah, Jay shit be hard to find.
Because that nigga shit only on title. But he put it on all the other ones. Or I'll just pick another song if you keep on fucking with me, Jay. Because I don't be doing this, all this extra work. So I'm going to pick another song. Even though I did really want to do Money Cash.
Yeah, I wanted to hear that X. I ain't real front.
Let's try the remix.
Who's on the remix?
I think it's Jay and DMX again.
Yeah,
this is Bleak. And Beanie Siegel. And it's still edited. I remember this though. I don't know why all this shit's edited. Love my niggas.
Them nigga energy just fucking radiate a track like real shit.
Yeah, I don't know why they're edited. So I'm going to go in another direction to prove my point with just another song. One of my favorite songs by the Migos.
What?
Stir Fry. Migos? Love that song.
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Migos, you know, Offset, Quavo.
I know, I don't know the Stir Fry.
And the funny thing about Stir Fry, that's actually produced by Pharrell, which I think that's why I like it. Because that was the first thing that caught up with me. And this is, I love this song, but they're not saying nothing. Like, nothing. At all.
They really don't say nothing a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Most rappers don't. This day and age. I don't even know what they were doing in the video.
I don't remember this shit.
Really?
I don't pay attention to these niggas like that. You know, it's just about myself. Yeah, I heard this shit. Yeah, I don't like this shit.
Really? Why don't you like Stir Fry?
I just don't like it.
What?
The beat, alright.
She got a big ol' onion booty, make the world cry. Yo, look at his face. He said, hold your bands down, hold your mans down. Who told you come around with that trap sound? What?
Oh, listen.
This is why Quavo is no longer the Beyonce of the group. That shit is whack.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man.
I love this song.
Never been a fan of shit like that, man.
Really? This song is so hard, bro.
Weird.
It's the beat, I guess. How could you not like Stir Fry?
The beat fire.
Twisted like a stir fry. So I'm guessing he's talking about he's in the kitchen cooking crack like stir fry.
Oh, no.
Better than both of us in harmony. Yo, you can't tell me what you don't like about it besides the fact that these are some whack-ass lyrics. These lyrics is trash.
Yeah, I know. The beat alright though, but and these niggas just...
He said, life's monopoly, go copy some land and property. That was hard. Wait, you didn't like that? So nothing about this song you like?
The beat. I said I like the beat.
So if it come on, you're not gonna dance? I tried.
This shit wicked me.
I tried, you guys.
Whack.
What is so whack about that song? He said in the kitchen, call it chicken, call it stir fry. Wow. Did you win today while you were gambling, sir?
I don't know yet.
But the game is still on?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, all the games don't come on at the same time. What?
The way you just did it with the
they don't all come on at the same time, man. Just specify. Clarify that real quick.
I'm gonna go make beats and edit this podcast. My nothing motivation is simple. I don't like myself a lot, so it's okay that you don't like me. Just keep it to yourself.
What? The fuck did you just say?
Yo,
man, you better take that shit back and say something else.
No, I
don't like the sound of that.
Well, I said, I don't like myself sometimes.
Yeah, okay, it's cool, but...
So it's okay that you don't like me, just keep it to yourself.
Listen, you see, this is my problem with what you said.
And what is that?
It's okay not to like some of the shit you might do or might not like some of your flaws, but I would never concede that I don't like myself.
I said sometimes.
So even sometimes.
And the reason is because I'm in a place where I'm completely knowledgeable of the fact that some of the things that I'm unhappy about, I could fix, but I don't. Because I procrastinate or make excuses or whatever the case may be. I just know at the places in my life where I find unhappiness, mm-hmm. I'm definitely at fault. There's definitely things that I could do. I'm just not, for whatever reason. So when I say sometimes, that's what I mean. Because I am knowledgeable of a lot of things that I need to change and fix. But I don't. I don't like that about myself. So I'm not going to...
Like you said. You see what you just said? That's what I said. You don't like that about yourself. But saying that you don't like yourself sometimes...
Because that's who I am, though.
But that's a different statement.
But well, whatever the case, I don't like the fact that there are things about myself that I could change that I do not change for whatever reason.
All right. That sounds bad and than you saying that you don't like yourself.
I mean, sometimes. I feel you because I feel like those parts of me make up a big part of who I am.
I know exactly what you're saying.
I don't know. So I'm trying not to be a procrastinator. I'm trying not to be a lot of those things. So if you don't like me for whatever reason, you don't like me. You can definitely keep that shit to yourself because I'm working on some shit over here. I don't have time to be consumed with things that are not going to help me fix all of this shit over here. That shit is draining, for real.
I dig it. I understand.
I'm glad.
All right. Cool.
I hope Doughboy wins money.
Yes, I do too.
Because he need it.
We all need it. And I ain't get my stimmy.
I got that shit, spent that shit same day.
Yeah, I ain't get my shit though. And then I found out that IRS isn't accepting taxes until the 12th.
Of what, February?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even look in the mail for my W-2. Oh, shit. I gotta get my life together. Doughboy, fake love.
Fake love takes love. Fake love ain't love.
It looked like away. It,
though. Get ran the fuck over.
He got a big ass car, too.
Yeah, no, I don't even drive.
Let me go check.
I don't even drive. I don't even have a car.
Really?
Yeah. Really.
Well, whoever shit that he fucking Cleo'd from Set It Off to get over here with, my bad, bro.